This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
If it was not for the love and respect shown to me by black women, those right-wing, ultra-conservative, alt-right haters in this country, they would have me believe I'm too black, I'm too confrontational, I'm too tough, and I'm too disrespectful of them. But now I know I'm simply a strong black woman.
That was Maxine Waters, angry black woman. She's got one thing she's supposed to do. Bring down the Republic. Bring down America. That is the role of the leftist black Democrat woman. Angry women. And they have every reason to be. They've been promoted for no reason. They despise everybody underneath them because they know those people are better. And Maxine Waters epitomizes them. Look at what I am, a black woman. Got no kind of, zero credibility. Look at the outcome of the black community under that quote leadership and ask yourself, are we better off? Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I know some absolutely stellar black women. One of them listens to my program. She's my cousin. Her name is Missy. We call her Missy. Her real name's Loretta. But that's a stellar black woman right there. She's always been strong. You know, raising her kids. Struggled to have kids, but had them at a late age. Raised them by herself. I mean, she epitomizes the strong black woman. There are many of them in my family. Believe me, we got a lot of Democrats, but we got a lot of them that are conservatives, like Missy, Monica, and others. And I'm going to tell you, these are amazing women. And by the way, many, many black women feel the way that my cousin feels and many of the others that I'm talking about. But the ones that the Maxine Waters, the Sheila Jackson Lees, the Fonnie Willises, the Letitia James, the Tiffany Hinyards, go look her up if you didn't hear the program when I talked about her, the mayor of Dotson that said, I am the dream. These are distorted women. Look, I love powerful women. I do. I think it's great. But I love them when they also know that they can. It's not deferent. A man is deferential to his woman as she is deferential to him. You know what I mean? It's not the man rules. But if there is, if you're a biblical woman, you say, I will defer to my husband. I'm not telling you everybody does it. And to each his own. If you're not of that ilk. I'm not telling you how to be. But I'm just telling you, it is not a man ruling over a woman. It is a woman saying, I'm okay with you submitting myself to you, but I don't think of myself as less. People do it every day. How many people have you worked for that you go, I submit to you that I will work for you, but I don't think of myself as lesser than? You may know more than your boss. That's not, so what, that makes that person better? No, it just means you've agreed to say, I'll let you be the lead. There are many people who go, I don't want the position of authority. I don't want to do this. But if you push them, they will let you know they know more than you do. You get what I'm saying? I know you do. You're smart enough. Here's what I want to tell you about this whole thing about what's going on with the insurrection and 91 indictments and Letitia James and even those other women, Jack Smith and Fathead Alvin Bragg, those women too. Because see, there's no such thing as a man on the left. They're just women pretending to be men. There ought to be a trans letter we can apply to those guys. I call them eunuchs or male hyenas. We need a letter for them to add to that alphabet. Because there are no men over there. They're all women. So Jack Smith and Fathead Alvin Bragg are of the same ilk. And let me tell you what they're doing. An attack on Trump is an attack on America. Maxine Waters can make it sound like she's empowering black women. She ain't empowering anybody. She's ruining black leftist women, making people believe that there's something there out there for them the way she thinks. There's nothing for them. Nothing. Real womanhood, the feminism, there's a lot for you. The world is your oyster if you choose to have it. I can give you many examples. What Maxine Waters and that ilk is doing is an attack on manhood, but it is also an attack on real womanhood. You don't have to believe me, but look at their policies. Ketanji Jackson, whatever, Jackson Brown or Brown, whatever her name is, the new Supreme Court justice put in fraudulently under the Biden administration, that woman won't define a woman, okay? But she wants to tell you, I'm a strong, powerful black woman. Maxine Waters in the Democratic Party can't define a woman, but she's a strong, powerful black woman. And she includes the transsexual men who become women who don't know enough about, they know how to be fake women. Let's face it. You can put on makeup. You can look like a woman. You could go on Mari and fool everybody in the audience, but you still don't know how to be a woman. And if you're a transsexual woman and you come over to the male side, I promise you, you don't know what it's like to be a real man. It's just a facts. There's a woman who made a comment about it. Let's play that clip.
There's no such thing as trans.
Why don't you think so?
Because they're just people pretending to be something they're not. What is this gender identity? What is that? Somebody explain that to me. Show it to me on the body. It's not a real thing. It's an idea, right? I am not an idea in a man's head. My reality is real. My body is real. The things that I live with, the things that I go through are unique to me and all the women here, you know? A man will never experience that. Because a man feels like a girl, that he is a girl, is ludicrous. So I don't use the word. I say men pretend to be, or women pretending to be, because that's all it is. You're pretending to be something that you're not.
And all this gender confusion, and this is not what this clip, what this segment was meant to be about, but all this gender confusion is the way you can twist somebody's mind into believing that I can be something because I think in my head. The same way Elizabeth Warren could be an Indian because she thinks it in her head. Or Rachel Dolezal can be black because she thinks it in her head and she wants to have the black experience. But how? The only way you can have the black experience is if you're born black. Now, you can have a human experience, and you can experience things that black people have experienced, but if you want to have an authentic black experience, you have to be born black. I don't have an authentic white experience. I don't look through the prism of whiteness through my eyes. I don't, and I didn't live it. I can understand it from a human perspective, but that's about it. Anyway, what I do want to talk about is the misandry going on, the attack on Donald Trump, and I want to make you understand this is not an attack on Donald Trump. It's an attack on all the things that I mentioned earlier. And when we wake up, we'll stop it. And that's what we're going to do this hour.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at the Kevin Jackson Network.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
And so it's not just, oh, this investigation has blown up and it's over. It's now at the point, Willie, where if the Republicans continue to go down this impeachment investigation, they are knowingly doing it to assist Vladimir Putin in interfering in our upcoming election. So it's far more serious than just, oh, James Comer at this point is an embarrassment and should be embarrassed with such a terrible investigation. It's now much more serious that these House Republicans are going to be complicit in Russia's effort to install Donald Trump as president again.
Ah, so we're back to Russian collusion with the Democrats. Oh, those pesky Russians. You got to watch them. They're wily. They're everywhere. You better look out. They're worse than the boogeyman. You know, if the Russians could be, I don't know, there's a way that the Democrats will figure out a way to make black people fear the Russians more than they fear the boogeyman or to fear the man or to fear whatever. It's funny to watch these folks. It's funny to watch them work. Jon Stewart is back on The Daily Show. You want to know why? Because nobody could make it work. So they got a retread. A guy who lost, I don't know, half of his audience from the original Daily Show. And then they got Trevor Noah, who lost three quarters of Jon Stewart's audience. So they brought Stewart back in hopes of building the audience back. to John Stewart levels, which again was half of what it was before. But John Stewart did come back and he started poking fun at Joe Biden. Of course, he had to do the obligatory, I'm not on either side. I don't like Trump either. It's what Bill Maher does. These guys, it's funny to watch them because they can't commit. And it, I don't know about you guys, but I'm a staunch conservative. Staunchly for the truth. I don't care whose side that it's on. Now, people will go, well, Kevin, you're for Trump. No, I'm for truth with Trump. I've told you what I don't like about Trump. I don't like how he picks people. I don't like how he handled COVID. I don't always like his style. But I do like most of his results. But when he does something wrong, I'm happy to comment on it. That is my truth. It doesn't matter whether it's Obama, Reagan, Trump, or who, name it. You name it. It could be you, my friends, and I will tell you the truth. And that's what makes this so beautiful. But see, the problem with these guys is they're playing to an audience. They want, oh, well, if I say this, I won't get my audience back. What John Stewart and those people don't realize is that if you're playing to an audience, you don't have an audience. You may have half the audience, but then you're going to lose the other half. See, I don't care. If Donald Trump screws up, I'll say it. And that the people, oh, he just said something about Trump. If Joe Biden screws up, I'll say it. Now, you can pick and choose and all that, but the whole time I'm going to be telling you, you better be looking at yourself. It's the same thing. I literally had this conversation, I think I told you guys about it, with my son the other day. And I tell you, if you want your kids to listen to me on any particular day, this is the topic. The minute you start placating to other people, that is when you lose yourself, and that is when you become a victim of society. Society wants that. There are things that we should conform to in society, no question about it. But it's already inherent to you. You know this. You know you shouldn't be bombastic, and you shouldn't be looking for fights, and you know you should, you know, you can be have opinions, but you should also respect others and things like that. You know it inherently. By the time you get out of Montessori school, if you went to that, or okay, kindergarten, if you went to a decent one, you know how to handle people. But if you just want to, let me put it to you, if you're a people pleaser in the strictest sense of I'm going to make sure everybody's happy, you will please nobody. And that's what these guys want to do. So Stewart, as opposed to just saying, look, Joe Biden is crazy. Every time you hear these guys, oh, Joe Biden's old, but Trump's old too. Yeah, but one of them is old and acts old, and the other one is chronologically old, but he doesn't act old. And this is what bugs the Democrats, because Donald Trump is not old in most people's eyes. And because he was effective, and he's out there and he's doing it, he's working his butt off. You see him out there every day. Well, Donald Trump is old too. What a sellout. What a cop-out, I think is a better term. So, John Stewart comes in and he's talking about the concern for the Democrats that Joe Biden's old. And here's what, so is John Stewart back on The Daily Show, this is what somebody wrote, to repeatedly state how old Joe Biden is? Is there anywhere we can go to escape this effing S? One viewer wrote. Let me just explain what I just read. That is the left having to take its own pill. That is the left when somebody comes on and tells them the truth about their candidate, tells them the truth about themselves. This is why I tell you all the time, you have the most powerful armament known to man when you're debating a leftist. It is the truth. Imagine this guy. Is that all you're going to do is talk about how old Joe Biden is? I can't go anywhere to find relief. Well, what do you think we've been feeling for decades? From the days of, you know, where you go watch late night, and they didn't care who was president. They lampooned whoever it was. They found the thing that endeared us to whoever was the leader, and they made fun of them. It doesn't matter, and it didn't matter whether they were, you know, black, white, green, blue. I'm not talking about presidents. We know they were all white. But I'm saying whoever it was. And we did it, and it was lighthearted, it was fun, and it made us all endear ourselves with the idea that we all commonly, I mean, almost communally agree that, I'll give you an example, that Gerald Ford was prone to fall. Things like that. These are the things that we, you know, we made fun of. Chevy Chase used to do the pratfalls for Gerald Ford, and it was funny. We laughed. I didn't know I was a Republican at the time, but I laughed at it. It was fun to make fun of it. Yeah, I mean, can you imagine John Lovitz pulling a Joe Biden, bringing back that Tommy Kerfagan or whatever his name is, the guy who lies about everything, and he and Joe Biden did a skit together? What would be hysterical? But the left can't handle it. And what's funny, again, what cracks me up about them is their need to act like, okay, I know what's right, like I mentioned, like Bill Maher and John Stewart. I know Trump is right on this, but let me remind you of how leftist I can be. And all they're doing is playing to an audience. Now, there are people out there listening going, Kevin, maybe you'd grow your audience if you play. Ask me if I care. What good is an audience that the minute I don't say what they want me to say, they disappear? You know the audience I have right now? Dedicated. There are 1,000 people that download this show every day. 1,000 people. Dedicated. At some point, I'm going to bet you that's going to be 100,000. Dedicated. Well, who do you think I'd rather have? 1 million leftists that'll sway with the wind? Or 1,000 right now dedicated listeners? And the reason why I know you're dedicated, I get the numbers. If all of them became my warriors, I solve my problem. And I will build it to 100,000 fast. Now, I'm not talking about donors, but I'm talking about avid listeners. We're already working on it. But which would I rather have? I'm going to wrap up with this. John Stewart is a bellwether for the left and for everybody, because at least he's talking about mine.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Super Tuesday elections are helping to lock Donald Trump and President Joe Biden as the likely two major party nominees for president in 2024. In a new mail-in presidential preference process for Democrats in Iowa, Biden is being announced as the winner. Biden is sure to get the majority of Iowa Democratic delegates now, and the victory pushes him closer toward the nomination, the result being announced more than a month since Iowa Democrats cast their presidential preference votes. Prior to this, Iowa Democrats had been snubbed by the Democratic National Committee, dropping the state's traditional first-in-the-nation voting status. Bitcoin hit an all-time high Tuesday. This comes after the SEC approved the exchange-traded funds that hold the cryptocurrency back in January. The cryptocurrency is over $68,800 for the first time since November 2021. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Tonight with the consequences of insurrection.
Donald Trump is ineligible to serve as president under the Constitution's insurrection clause.
Because he is disqualified, it would be a wrongful act under the election code for the Colorado Secretary of State to list him as a candidate on the presidential primary ballot.
Colorado is executing its state's rights to decide who should be on their own ballot.
Well, I'm very proud to be a Coloradan and an American today.
This was a real process. It was consideration of a great deal of evidence.
It's grounded in the Constitution.
That language in the Constitution, Jim, simply could not be any clearer.
This is a slam dunk.
The former president is not eligible to be president again.
Trump incited and therefore engaged in an armed insurrection against the Constitution.
Trump is indeed ineligible to be president.
Donald Trump engaged in an insurrection against the Constitution.
And the former president should not be allowed to run again.
In fact, the former president is disqualified.
Donald Trump cannot be president.
For under the Constitution, he cannot be our president again.
That engaging in insurrection has disqualified himself from holding any future federal office.
Will the Supreme Court agree with themselves?
We're confident the Supreme Court will reject that claim.
All right, we just got the breaking news. The Supreme Court issuing a ruling on the Colorado ballot case.
The court has made a decision.
This is a win for former President Trump. Here, the Supreme Court has reversed a ruling from the Colorado Supreme Court.
We've learned that it was a 9-0 decision ruling that Donald Trump can be on the ballot in Colorado.
Essentially, you cannot take somebody out of a race because an opponent would like to have it that way.
Welcome back, everybody. I love that clip. You know what I love about those clips? When somebody takes the time to go and find all the different people speaking about something, and then what do you find out? They're all saying the same thing. Engage in an insurrection. Engage in an insurrection against the Constitution. It's a slam dunk. He's ineligible. This is grounded in the Constitution. The Constitution, whatever. Just liars. Grounded in nothing, baseless. Next thing, the science. You just follow the science. The science. It's the science. People don't want to follow the science. The science. The science. Then you find out, you take that vaccine, you're like, Kevin Jackson knows my radio show because I got the jab. It would be sad to watch, except we're on the winning side of it. I rejoice in all this. I rejoice in learning all the things that we're learning about the left. This is good news for us. I'm mad as heck that Donald Trump was cheated out of the election in the coup. That's why we got Ketanji Jackson. Because we'd be 7-2 And, you know, which really means we'd be 6-3 because we can't count on Roberts. And then we can't count on a certain other one. So we need 7-2 just so we can know we can get 5-4 in the Supreme Court is what I'm talking about, folks. But when you get those mashups and you hear what everybody's supposed to be saying, these are people going out, spreading their lies. That's the only thing you hear on MSNBC and CNN and leftist media. How bad Trump is. There's a clip that's circulating again, and it's about how the left look at black people for voting. And they've got to a bunch of college kids. They say, you know, do you think that having a valid voter ID is suppression of the black vote? Oh, definitely. And you should hear the stupid racist comments of these. Well, I mean, well, black people don't always know how to do this, and black people can't, and black people. I look at these little white kids saying this stuff, and I want to just go up and shake them. Okay, I actually want to punch them in the naughty bits. But you get where I'm going. How dare you? Black people can't get in at the end of these black people. Do you know what to do? Yeah, man, it's 1 or 25th and 30 in third tree. Black people telling people exactly where to go register for the DMV. It's insulting. And you know what else is insulting? Fannie Willis, Letitia James, Alvin Fathead Bragg, the congressional black circus clowns, every talking head black pundit that's out there selling nothing but racism and some ism about all the things that black people can't do, but every other race of people is able to do. It's shocking what everybody else is able to accomplish, but black people can't. But what I like most about that clip, going back, is everybody was talking about how much of a slam dunk it was. How SCOTUS, how could they possibly not see what they saw? It was Colorado. And you know what happened? SCOTUS came back and said 9-0. 9-0. Can't take them off the ballot. And as I talked earlier, Maine then said, well, let us sneak Trump back on the ballot so we don't look bad. So they put him back on. Secretary of State or whoever for Colorado that started the nonsense, I watched her leave the courtroom with reporters essentially going, hey, yeah, you, what do you think now? I mean, it was almost they were mocking her. And rightfully so. It's an attack on all of us. I want to play this clip, though. Lawrence O'Donnell, he wants you to believe it's 5-4. I didn't even get the rest of that. I want to play this clip to show you what their strategy is to get Trump. And as you listen to this, I think you're going to catch on to why I'm playing this clip for you. Lawrence O'Donnell of MSNBC explaining the politics of D.C. and how Donald Trump lost to the queen of the swamp, Nikki Haley, in the primary for D.C. and how many votes he got. And you'll get it. Trust me.
Well, yesterday's Republican primary had what has become the standard vote split of 63% to 33%. But this time, Nikki Haley got the 63% and Donald Trump got the 33%. It was in the smallest Republican primary so far. It was in Washington, D.C., where, in a city of 700,000 people, exactly 676 of them voted for Donald Trump. The reason that tiny vote is significant is that Donald Trump's jury pool for Special Prosecutor Jack Smith's case against Donald Trump for alleged crimes leading up to and on January 6th will be taken. That jury pool will be taken from those 700,000 people who spent yesterday not voting for Donald Trump. The odds of one of the 676 Republicans who did vote for Donald Trump in Washington, D.C. yesterday ending up on his jury there are worse than your odds with any lottery ticket you could buy anywhere.
You get your lotto ticket. Yeah, so Lawrence O'Donnell is giving you the number. 700,000 people in D.C. 676 voted for Trump. That means 1,900 voted for Haley. 1,900 people. And she's spiking the football. It's a big win. A state, a district that has no state, it has no bearing on the election. 19, okay, fine. Trump came back and won Montana, I believe it was, right after that. And, of course, what happened on Super Tuesday? Anybody? But that's not the point of this. What O'Donnell is telling you is 676 people openly were for Donald Trump. The odds of one of them ending up on a jury, he says, you'd have a better chance of winning the lottery. That's where they're going to try Trump's case. He knows it's not fair. He knows it will not be a jury of Trump's peers. And he's celebratory. He's happy that a man, I don't know what's going to be tried there. I know it's Jack Smith that wants to try Trump in D.C. So why do you think that is? Lawrence O'Donnell's telling you, because he can't get a fair trial. We will get the verdict we want. It will have nothing to do. It's like Letitia James in New York. They knew exactly what they were going to get. They had a judge that was in cahoots, prosecutors working with judges, working with the AG, working with district attorneys, et cetera, et cetera. And they wonder, and by the way, before I even say the next statement I was going to say, which is they wonder how people complain about it, these are people, they knowingly have stacked the deck against Donald Trump, and they are saying to the general public, this is one of our best citizens. This is a guy that has put billions of dollars into our economy. We have prided ourselves on Donald Trump being one of our top people prior to him becoming a Republican or declaring a Republican. And we're willing to bring him down. And they're proud of that. They want you to know, yes, sir, we'll bring him down. That Letitia James argues that's what she's about.
The President of the United States has complained that I'm engaging in some sort of political witch hunt, that I've got some personal vendetta against him, that I campaigned against him. That is not true.
It's illegitimate president who sits in the White House. That president, because he's not my president, he's an illegitimate president. His days are numbered. His days are numbered.
We've got to get ready to mobilize, and we've got to get ready to agitate and irritate until victory is won, but more importantly, until Trump is defeated.
How could Donald Trump possibly think that Letitia James was targeting him? I mean, that's just silly talk.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN Team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I want you to consider the left's detachment. You have to be detached from reality to be a Democrat right now and feel like you're in good shape. You have to be detached from reality to be a Democrat. How can you watch what this party does and not tell yourself, I don't want to be any part of that. I want no part of that. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I mean, these are people that, I mean, I just played a clip. They're betting on, look at what D.C. did to Donald Trump. He only got 676 votes. He can't get a fair trial. They cheer for injustice. They haven't pointed me something where they're successful.
They tell you they're for women. We watch transsexual men go over and beat the crap out of women, and they do nothing. They don't. Really? You're for women? Title IX is a joke. In 2 years, if you leave it to the left, there will be nothing but transsexual men pretending to be women taking advantage of Title IX. And what does it do for womanhood? I'm just using that as an example. How is it bettering America to allow an invasion of millions of voters, illegal voters, to come in who are going to do nothing except initially suck off of a system? Oh, yeah, there are going to be some of them that come over and say, hey, this is pretty good. But what about the people who are here? I mean, we can talk about homeless. We can talk about, you know, those that are mentally ill. We could talk about homeless veterans. We could talk about veterans in general. We could talk about black folks, those that are, quote, disenfranchised. Where's that money going? What about Ukraine? All that money. Where's that going? Democrats are insane, detached. They gloss over Bidenflation or they ignore it completely. They now want to convince us that Joe Biden's aging beautifully. Who's the one guy that said, God, I only hope that when I'm his age, I have the mental and physical capacity, and everybody on the panel broke out laughing? Nobody would want to be Joe Biden at his age. Nobody. You'd have to be in really bad shape to go, boy, I tell you what, woo-hoo! One of my comedian buddies, he does a skit where he says, you know, I just wanted to be the before guy in the picture. That's how big he is. He's like, hey, guys, I saw the before picture. I was like, I just want to be him. I don't need to be the after guy in the P90X video. Well, maybe they do want to settle. What about Biden's corruption? You think they don't know that Biden's corrupt? I mean, they can play all these games and, well, Hunter didn't do this and my daddy was on the phone because Bo was dead and all that. Come on. You're not fooling anybody. And then they dismiss the real conspiracies, the things that are actually happening. Oh, you people are lying. How dare you talk about there was cheating in the... Let me tell you, I told you guys this. Terry and I were going over my blogs. He says, Kevin, let me show you something. He sends up, gives me a report. Every one of my articles is marked on Google for ads as misinformation. Every one of them. So what he does is he goes in and he has to tweak it. So if I say the vaccine didn't work, misinformation. If I say Joe Biden doesn't have good health, misinformation. If I say the Wu flu originated in China, misinformation. If I say January 6th was not an insurrection, it does not rise to the level of the Civil War or being bombed in Japan at Pearl Harbor, misinformation. If I say social media is banning conservatives, etc., misinformation. You name it. So the truth is demonetized. He showed me. So he has to go in, he has to tweak every single thing. So now I'm going to put in code. I'm going to say, you know that thing. You know, I'm going to call it the coup instead of the coup. I'm going to have to put things into a different perspective so that Google will look at my stuff and go, okay, I give it the seal of approval. It is officially a lie. I have to cover it up. That's why my radio show doesn't get out as far. There, believe it or not, folks, there are AI algorithms that go in and listen to shows and go, oh, he said this. You can't even imply it. You can't even use it as like somebody said the election was not fair. If you even say that, you get gigged. Unless, of course, Google automatically goes, nope, this is a lefty site. I won't even bother to check on them. Do you believe these people get fact-checked for when they tell lies about the vaccine, about COVID, about Donald Trump, etc.? Do you think their stuff gets demonetized? It is an unbelievable cabal that has me coming on this show going, hey, guys, we need 500 of you to become our warriors, you know, giving us $20 a month. That's how bad it is. You can't tell the truth. And yet, and I told Terry goes, I change him. I go, man, that's a lot of work. He goes, man, I got to do it. You know, it's the way we make our living. So he does it. But I'm going to tell you, I wouldn't change a word. And that's why I starved to death. Because I'm too principled. I'm not going to change it. You're going to hear my truth because it is the truth. Democrats tell us we're the conspiratorial. everything I told you is the truth. Barack Obama targeted Donald Trump for destruction using the Department of Justice, using this government. And he did it to us, too, with the IRS. And he targeted veterans. And he targeted media. And Joe Biden's no different. They ran, Barack Obama ran guns into Mexico in order to create an invasion. They both claim they want to do something about the border when all their policies do is bring in people. They've told us what we want to hear, and they do the opposite. It's a lie. They want you, they tell people, oh, you're the most racist, homophobic, xenophobic, you name it. You don't want anybody to come into this country. They tell you you're racist against whatever. You're not racist. You're none of those things. You're the salt of the earth. And you know what else you know? You know that you didn't do anything wrong when you were exercising your right to go march on Washington. That's what you did. And they, oh, you're an insurrectionist. I'm going to play this clip. David Axelrod is beginning to get it, even though he still claims that he made a false statement yet again, and nobody cuts him off. I want to be on TV. I want to be talking about all this different stuff. I want to be on TV talking about every single thing that they call controversial. They got people targeting us, targeting Donald Trump, Fonnie Willis, Letitia James, Fathead Alvin Bragg, etc. Jack Smith, I think that's his name. Targeting Trump for no reason. Over lies. Insurrection. Anyway, here's the clip.
Joining me now to talk about it, two friends of the source, former Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger and former senior advisor to President Obama, David Axelrod. David, I think some people, you know, if you looked at this 6 months ago, may have found it hard to believe that Trump was going to be in this position, you know, where he's getting these victories at the Supreme Court. By delaying one thing, they're also giving him another victory, and he's about to have what's expected to be a pretty good Super Tuesday.
No, there's no doubt about it. And I'll tell you something, Caitlin. The thing that he's selling in this race, and look, I think we have to stop and acknowledge the sort of moment that we're in, where a guy who engineered an insurrection at the Capitol is on the verge of being his party's nominee again, and I don't want to in any way brush that point aside. But he is selling strength, and in a weird way, all of these legal travails he has, all of these indictments, all of these lawsuits and so on, has given him a chance to look indomitable, look strong, look resilient, and that's actually in some ways helped him. Now, the main cases haven't gone to trial yet. That could be a different story, but he's actually used these to propel himself to this moment.
It shocks the living daylights out of the left, these victories. And Axelrod, still, I told you, you know, it's hard to believe that a guy who did this insurrection, so what, the Supreme Court ruled essentially 9-0, that's not what occurred. I mean, that's not what they said, but it is what they implied. Because if it had really occurred, they would have probably invoked it. But 9-0, they go, nope, didn't work. I mean, it's insanity. But they're delusional. And I love it. Because, see, in their delusion, they're losing sight of the reality of things. Donald Trump is winning because people are resonating. They're saying, that could be me. And the worst part about it for them is, There are a group of people who pretty much remain like, whatever, I don't know, I don't care. I just like the way Trump did things. But there's another subtext texture, if you will, of a voter who sees themselves. They see the downtrodden. They see what Trump's going through. And they're like, I understand what's going on here. And the Democrats don't get it. I love it. I'm telling you, we are feasting. Look at what happened yesterday. Look at these numbers. And I'm going to go into more detail, you know, because I'm just telling you, everything for us is ramping up. Let me put it another way. Trump hasn't reached his apex. Biden is on the way down, and he has not reached the depths.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.